This is The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Former Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron is finally getting candid about why he left the show. Now, when this happened...
Roast him, Tom!
Oh, yeah, he's coming for them. When this happened, I was under the impression that he got ousted. I thought he got fired because it kind of happened out of nowhere. He'd been with the show since 2005, which would have made it 15 years at that point. So when he just put out a random tweet in July, he's like, I'm not returning to the next season. I was kind of like, something must have gone down. He either got fired or there must have been some kind of major altercation.
Because it was he and Aaron Andrews that both got the boot at the same time. And then it was Tyra Banks that came in and hosted solo, right?
Yeah, randomly Tyra Banks steps in. Wouldn't have been my first choice off the bat to pick for this show. But you know what? She killed it for the couple of seasons that she did do it. Now we have somebody else. But he'd been with the show so long. That I was wondering what had happened. So in the latest episode of former Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke's podcast, which is very fittingly named Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans.
That's funny.
He reveals what really happened. So he says that he sat down with the showrunners to talk about upcoming contestants that were going to come on during the election cycle. And he said that he had a conversation with them about how he didn't want any candidates in it, anybody having to do anything with politics. He's like, this just needs to be an escape for people during a time that's going to be incredibly divisive in our country. And so he said after that meeting, it seemed like everybody was on the same page. But then they told him that somebody who used to work for Donald Trump, Sean Spicer, was going to be competing for the Mirrorball trophy. And he says he felt incredibly betrayed.
And then a few weeks later, I get a phone call from the showrunner and another producer, and they run down the list of who's going to be on the show. And this former showrunner says to me, you might want to sit down for this last one. I said, why? And then they told me who it was, the former press guy for Trump. And I said, yeah, guys, this is exactly what we said we wouldn't do. And I would have responded the same way if they had booked Hillary Clinton, whom I voted for. Don't go there. This is, you know, not the right time. Play to our strengths. Be the show that gives people a break from all this bull.
So basically, he expressed his frustrations with them making this casting decision. And they were like, okay, well, if you don't like this, we can let you out of the contract. And he was like, well, maybe I won't return. He just got really upset. And he said the final straw for him was when it was really set in stone when he was announced on Good Morning America. He's like, yeah, this is probably my last season. And that's why he didn't return for the next one.
He was taking a stand on all that.
Yeah, he was sticking to his guns.
Okay. Don't blame him.
That's a nice decision to be able to make, because I think he probably had a lot of money in the bank. Because normally in a situation like that, you know, we all go through these things where we do not agree with what our bosses are doing, whatever. Yeah. So you express, like, I am not happy about this, right? Because this really wasn't Tom's show. I mean, he was the host of it.
Yeah.
You have a conversation, maybe it gets heated or whatever, and then you move on. So for this to be the one thing where he's just like, I'm quitting the show, something doesn't smell right.
Oh, I think it does. Yeah, it strikes me. Plus, he'd been doing it for 15 years. And so he's probably like, you know what? Had a good run. I'm ready to hang this thing up anyway. And if they're going to do this, deuces.
I agree with you. I think he was in a privileged position to be able to do it.
For sure.
And when you are in that position and you've earned the right to be in it, hey, if you don't like it, move on.
You really are allowed to have a lot of integrity when you're rich.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It must be nice.
That's called FU money.
Yeah, that's why I have FU money. Yes. You're not going to say FU.
No, I think it's sad when you're that. I don't know if Tom Bergeron is a legend, but I grew up with him doing America's Funniest Home Videos,
love
and then Dancing with the Stars. And you would think your final year, your victory lap would be kind of like this really nice goodbye, getting to see someone who's done so much for the television industry get to take their final bow. It's such a sour note that I do feel bad for him in that sense, but it was his decision.
America's Funniest Home Videos for me always was that as I'm going to something else to watch, you know, and I to watch a show and I pass it and I see what's on, oh, I'll give this 5 seconds, and it ends up being 4 episodes because you just can't watch dudes get hit in the nuts enough.
So good. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, we talked about Mauricio Umansky yesterday, who was allegedly spotted kissing and holding hands with his Dancing with the Stars partner Emma Slater during him trying to work through his marriage with Kyle Richards. And so after all that news hit the press, especially with Page Six the past couple of days, he decided to put out a statement on his Instagram. He made the decision to dedicate his performance last night to his wife, Kyle Richards. He posted on Instagram in response to all the news coming out, "Tonight's dance is about life and how it's not always perfect. And when you think it's impossible to move mountains and you're at your lowest moment and you think all doors are closed, you need to rise up and rise unafraid and move mountains. It's been an incredible journey. Tonight's dance is dedicated to Kyle and my family." Some hashtag BTS. So maybe they are on the up and up, even though he might have been kissing his partner, which is a little.
This is The Bert Show.